Well, yes, this is the Twang Trust. It's Wednesday, and we do play both kinds of music here, mods and rockers. And yeah, that whole that thing going on Saturday night at the West End sounds like a blast. Inward Eye, who, let's face it, there. Did you hear Inward Eye is opening for The Who all across Western Canada? That's cool. Let's face it, there. I mean, if you gave me a choice of going to see either The Who or Inward Eye play all my favorite Who songs in a venue that's, you know, like, whatever, the same venue, but I got to choose between Inward Eye and The Who, I mean, in this day and age, I'd take Inward Eye, for sure. I mean, yeah, maybe they're, you know, they're doing The Who's riffs and all, but let's face it, they're a whole lot more fun to see. And, yeah, would you rather see them at the arena or at the West End? Yeah, go see them Saturday at the West End. And the rocker aspect of the show will be headed up by Winnipeg's own Feral Brothers, CKOW's own Feral Brothers, and the Windups along for the ride. Are they mod or are they rockers? I guess they're mockers. That's right, they're mockers. Well, we're going to have some mods versus rockers right now. And, well, here's the big guns right now, right off the bat from the Quadrophenia album. And this, now, you might argue with me, but you'll lose. You'll lose if you argue with me. But I say this is a country song. I do. Maybe you'll, your opinion will differ, but like I said, you'll be wrong. This is a country song. This is The Who from Quadrophenia. I'm One.
Dirtbag. This is Paul Deacon.
I'm Mark Colley.
I'm Chuck Mead.
And I'm Robert Reynolds.
And we're the Hillbilly All-Stars.
And you're listening to Both Kinds of Music on Twang Thrust.
CKUW.
95.9 FM.
Very tranquil way to end a big street fight, wasn't it? Yeah. Pete Townsend and Ronnie Lane from the Rough Mix album, Till the Rivers All Run Dry. Eric Clapton on guitar. Yeah. Very tasty, indeed. The Farrell Brothers rocking it up before that from the album Rockabilly Clash. And their version of Janie Jones, Dave Edmonds in there. Rocking it up with Trouble Boys from Tracks on Wax 4 on the Swan Song label, believe it or not. Yeah, you got that guy with the wings, just like all the Led Zeppelin albums on the label of that one. Kind of odd. And it was Led Zeppelin's fault that Rockpile never actually made a proper record until they started sucking. Because that was technically Rockpile. Like that, and the next couple of Dave Edmonds albums, and of course the first two Nick Lowe albums were technically all Rockpile albums, but they couldn't put out an album called Rockpile because Led Zeppelin wouldn't let them. Those bastards. Honestly. The Who, at the top of that set. Quadrophenia, I'm One, is what we heard. A country song. Yes. It is. It is. And you know, I was going to play another song from that album, but it's like 6.5 minutes, so I'm not going to. But it has a banjo on it. Yeah, yeah. That other, what's that song? The one, I've Had Enough from Quadrophenia. It's got a banjo on it. So yeah, The Who, a country band. Who knew? Well, that last song we heard, that just beautiful little number from Pete and Ronnie. That was a Don Williams song. Did you know? Yeah. Haven't seen Don Williams so in a while, since I saw this next lady open up for him a few years back. It's been a while. We don't see this lady around here often enough.
Hello, this is Kathleen Edwards, and you're listening to the lovely and talented Stu on Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9. Winnipeg is so cool!
About to sing one of the cheesiest songs ever recorded.
Thanks.
Her and Jimmy are going to do some cheese here for us.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to do the gypsy lady.
We're going to blow some coke up her bum in a second, folks. Thank you.
birds don't fly, trees don't grow in Arkansas, yeah.
There they go. The Sadies, along with special guest singer there, Mr. Greg Keeler from Blue Rodeo. That's from the Sadies album, Tremendous Efforts. And that was right there. Loved On Look, the old Elvis Chestnut. Yes, indeed. And who knows? There's a good chance, from what I hear, that we may get to see that song happen live just like that. The Sadies with Greg Keeler in front of him. Apparently, according to the Sadies website, their Canadian tour starts at the Pyramid Cabaret in Winnipeg on October 11th, a Wednesday night. Yeah. And from what I hear, Greg Keeler is going to be along for the ride. That's what I hear. I don't know. The Pyramid website says that the Detroit Cobras are playing on that night, which is a cool thing all by itself. But man, if the Sadies and Greg Keeler are along, I don't know. Could be a night to remember. October 11th, the Sadies, somewhere, and maybe with Greg, and maybe with the Detroit Cobras. I don't know. That's what I hear. Don't take my word for it, but that's what I hear. And before that was Blue Rodeo. Jim Cuddy there singing a duet with Miss Kathleen Edwards, that taken from a live show from a couple of years back, doing the old Tom Petty, Stevie Nicks Chestnut. Yes. Jim Cuddy got a solo record coming out. Both those Blue Rodeo dudes have solo albums coming out, actually, right away. And they're both doing solo tours. And Jim Cuddy will be at the Pantages Playhouse Theater on Friday, November 3rd. And seeing as how Jim's solo band is basically Kathleen Edwards' band, wouldn't it make sense to get her to open? I don't know. I haven't heard it's happening, but boy, it would make sense, wouldn't it? We heard Kathleen all by herself from her Failer album at the top of that set. Westby from that little thing. Of course, we heard the original and far superior mix, the indie version. Of course, you'll find the Maple Music version a whole lot easier, but if you ever stumble across the indie version that came out first, it sounds 100 times better. I don't know what they did. They remixed the thing and they took all the guitars out. It's weird. I don't know why they did that. Someday we'll ask Kathleen why she did that and why she hates Winnipeg. We'll ask her that someday. I promise. Look at that. There's only 22 minutes left in the show. Holy moly. I have so much more I want to do. So much more. Well, we're going to shut up and do something anyways. Here's a song. It's good. It's late in the show. We can play this song. It has terribly nasty cuss words in it. But you won't, well, you're going to notice it. Okay, here's the deal, okay? If you're offended by language, you might want to, like, I don't know, go to the bathroom for the next 4 minutes. because you might be offended by this, but quite honestly, if you're offended by this next song, then you're listening to the wrong show anyway. So get lost. But I mean, these cuss words, these are serious, serious cuss words. Make no bones about it. But they're sung so beautifully and sweetly that, quite honestly, if you've got like a baby, you're going to be singing this to them. This is going to be your lullaby for the next few weeks. This is just such a gorgeous piece of music, as filthy as it is. And it's going to be a tough thing to find, too, because it's an Australian-only release. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, it's some rare Paul Kelly thing. No, it's not Paul Kelly. Just because it's Australian-only release doesn't mean it's Paul Kelly here on the Twang Trust. No. Couldn't be further from the truth. In fact, it's Paul Kelly's nephew is what we're going to hear. It's Dan Kelly, who started off playing with Uncle Paul in his band. He's got his own thing happening. He's got a band called the Alpha Males. Dan Kelly and the Alpha Males. This is something that came out, I don't know, these Australian things, I haven't pieced together the real information, but I don't know if it's brand new or from last year. But anyways, it's from an EP called Pirate Radio. And this song is number 100 on Neil Young's Songs of the Times chart. If you go to Neil Young's website, he's got this whole big thing called Songs of the Times. And it's, in conjunction with his album, the Living with War album, he's got this big list of 300 songs that are songs of the times, basically. And this one is number 100 currently. And it's, oh boy, it's so great. It's so unbelievably great. I can't tell you how great it is. I think I'll just spend the next 20 minutes telling you how great it is. No, we'll listen to it. And like I said, if you're offended easily, then run away, quick. But if you're not, sit tight and listen to this. Oh boy, you're in for a treat. This is Dan Kelly and the Alpha Males and Drunk on Election Night.
I went to party with my girl in the city on election night. I was hoping that we're gonna make a move to the left, but we're gonna make a swing to the right. I'm singing the blues for the country as we're moving to another long night. Catch the plane and fly. Gonna sail on the next high tide just to get away from that car. Sucker, motherfucker, I'm talking in my mind. I stood in the corner throwing glances at the TV, ripped the label off the bottle all night. Some sucker rolled up in a Beamer, trailing streamers, and I nearly got into a fight. I said, you're making a fool of the country, holding hands with the Christian right. And I turned to my girl and I cried. Stuff's coming when the good do nothing's true.
I'm Paul Kelly, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
I lie. Why? Because I can. It's the pleasure and the privilege of the richest people in the land. Don't you understand? I don't give a damn for you. I don't give a damn for you. That's the truth. I lie because I can. It's not stealing if it's legal. Let's just change the rules. Besides, it's middle management's fault. If they can't cook my books right, they're fired, they're fools. Let them be the ones who get caught. Taxes are for losers, I'm a winner, you see. Money is the magic stuff that set me free. And I lie, why? Because I can. It's the pleasure and the privilege of the richest people in the land. Don't you understand? I don't give a damn for you. I don't give a damn for you. That's the truth. I lie because I can. Because I can. I lie because I can.
Two frat brothers, a memoir. Remember that kid we beat up back in college? Me, you, and Thompson out in front of the frat. And that hippie ran home crying to his parents. I can't believe you got us out of that. How sweet was that? God, we were drunk. Drove around all night after with that keg in the trunk. And when the cop pulled us over, you talked us out of that too. You got away with it. You got away. You get away with the things that you say. I had to quit partying about a year and a half after you did. I don't regret it though. I think it was fun. Besides, it was the 70s. We were a couple of rich kids. And aside from that one hippie, we never really hurt anyone. Well, there's that other thing that I won't even say. As God is my witness, I'll take that to my grave. 'Cause that was an accident, and you did what you had to do. You got away with it. You got away. You get away with the things that you say. I worry forever, never for you. You'll get away with it. You always do.
Brother,
down there in Florida. I heard they gave you a hell of a time. Everybody around here was afraid you might lose. I told them not to worry, cause I knew you'd be fine. Had me out here to Camp David a few times over the years. I think the first time we were teenagers sneaking beer. Look at you now, you old son of a bitch. You got the run of this place. Unbelievable. You got away with it. You got away. You got away with the things that you say.
Wanna know what they're fighting for? It's George W. Bush re-election war. I've got the Bush War blues. I've got the Bush War blues. I've got the Bush War blues. I'm gonna spread the news all around. When we get through with this business in Iraq, we're gonna get them evil doers, Gerhard Schroeder, Jacques Chirac. I got the Bush War blues. I've got the Bush War blues. I've got the Bush War blues. I'm gonna spread the news all around. Better watch out what you say. You don't wanna end up in Guantanamo Bay. I've got the Bush War blues. I've got the Bush War blues. I've got the Bush War blues. I'm gonna spread the news all around. Little smile, curly hair. It's George Bush's poodle, goddamn Tony Blair. Oh Lord, oh Lord, I got the Bush War blues. I've got them Bush War blues. I've got the Bush War blues. I'm gonna spread the news all around. I got the Bush War blues. I'm gonna spread the news all around. I got the Bush War blues. I'm gonna spread the news all around.
Well, it's 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, you rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, you rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, you rock. We got you rock around the clock. Well, the polls are in, shed your skin and run for cover, the Republicans win. It's a rock around the clock tonight. It's a rock, it rock, it rock, film raw daylight. It's a rock, it rock around the clock tonight. Get them scared, tell them lies, give them victory, vanilla, feed them freedom fries. It's a rock around the clock tonight. It's a rock, it rock, it rock, film raw daylight. It's a rock, it rock around the clock tonight. The rest of the world.
You got kids to gas and folks to screw. You got a crazy dictator. Well, we got one too. It's a rock around the clock tonight. It's a rocky, rocky, rock till broad daylight. It's a rock around the clock tonight. We got a rock around the clock tonight.
Ah, everyone's favorite local bluegrass mutants, the Derangers, and I Rock Around the Clock. Yes, indeed. That's ending off a little topical set. Songs of the times, as Neil Young would say. The Derangers haven't made the list. Somebody needs to send it in. That's not actually on any of their albums. It's just some fun thing they did. The CBC, they did it live, and somebody from the CBC saw them do it, and they said, hey, record that so we can play it. And they did. So, yeah, and we stole it from the CBC. Well, actually, the Derangers gave it to me. But yeah, there it is. Before that, Bush War Blues, a brand new download-only thing from Billy Bragg, who will be in town rather soon. Todd Snyder from the brand new album The Devil You Know before that, and You Got Away With It, subtitled A Tale of Two Fraternity Brothers. And before that, a pal of Todd's, guy who used to play guitar when Todd used to do the band thing with the Nervous Rex, Will Kimbrough. He's played behind many a talented fella, most recently with Rodney Crowell, but he's done all sorts of stuff as a sideman. He's got his own record out now called Americanitis. We heard I Lie. That's on Mr. Young's list, actually. So is Todd. Todd is number 77. Will Kimbrough is number 144 with a bullet. And at the top of the set, we heard Dan Kelly and the Alpha Males. They got the number 100 spot on Neil Young's Songs of the Times list. We heard Drunk on Election Night. And I'm sure you'll be serenading your little tot to sleep tonight with that one, won't you? I know I will be. Look at that. There's only a few minutes left. Oh, no. Oh, no. Let's see how many things we can squeeze in here before Al comes by to get you wrongly wired. We wanted to play an Ox song. They're playing at Old Market Square at noon tomorrow. I don't know if we can squeeze it in. We wanted to play another Greg McPherson song. He's playing here tomorrow. Here being the University of Winnipeg, he's doing a lunchtime thing down in the quad. Sometime 12:30, festivities start around here. All sorts of stuff going on down here at the U of W. But Greg McPherson playing tomorrow. And then he's at the West End Cultural Center for the big show on Friday. Yes, indeed. Maybe we'll squeeze some Greg in. But I got to squeeze this in just for fun, because this is my, I like this record a lot. I'm kind of embarrassed a little bit, sort of, but it's a neat record. It's called Gift Horse. It's a brand new record from Barney Bentall. Yeah, I'll try not to say that too loud in case somebody hears me. But it's actually a good record. I was kind of surprised. But we're going to hear the goofiest thing on it. It's the thing. It's not even listed. It's one of these bonus track deals, and it's kind of a goofy thing. But you can tell there's a whole lot of sincerity in this insincere little song. So I think you'll see what I mean. It's called Poor House.
It ain't like a whorehouse, more like a hurting song. Come away, away with me. I left my home in Calgary back when I was young. I left my home in Calgary back when I was young. I lit out for the West Coast following the setting sun. Come away, away with me. Whew. Well, I met a pretty girl out there, said you are the one. I met a pretty girl out there, said you are the one. But we had a couple of babies by the time we was 21. Come away. Big time.
manager, headed for the stars. I got a big time manager, I said we're headed for the stars. So I gave him all my money, and I played in lots of bars. Come away, away with me. I'm going to the poorhouse, won't you come along? I'm going to the poorhouse, won't you come along? It ain't like a whorehouse, more like a song. Come away, away with me. Up in the Chilcotin, punching angry cows, chasing around some chickens, fattening up a sow. I don't know where it goes after this. Come away.